Did you call him Bill when he was, oh, say, a year and a half old or 2 years old?
We've called him Bill all his life.
Is Billy at all common?
Yeah, it is, around here.
Yeah, they call someone Billy.
Most of them have that name, Bill. I mean, William. Now, we call him Billy Ben.
Well, his name William Benjamin, but we just call him Bill.
I was given the name William Robert. Boy, that's a real mouthful. But my dad was Bill, so I came out Bob. And it surprised people when I tell them, when they see my name written, of course, it's William R. Mm-hmm. Since in the Army it was first name, last name, and middle initial. Are there many people around with the name R-A-L-P-H?
Ralph.
Ralph.
Yeah, two Ralphs, I know.
Three.
Ralph Farley,
Ralph Sullivan, Ralph. Well, that ain't good. That wasn't me. That's Ralph Tupus, his surname.
How about M-A-T-T-H-E-W?
Matthew. We don't have
any. We have some surnames similar to Matt. I don't know if any around there.
Matthew.
Is that pronounced Matthew or Matthew?
Well, I don't know how it's Matthew is the way we pronounce it in the South, which there is a family of Matthews.
Right? A family of Matthews,
yeah,
but that's, you mean the first name?
Given name.
No, Matthew is the first name.
Oh, isn't ice a wonderful thing?
It is a wonderful thing.
Isn't it delightful to sit here in September and drink ice water?
I remember
going way back to olden time, we used to, the boys out of playing, run to the spring to draw cool water. Mm-hmm. The ice come in, we thought so much of it as that needed. That's a good big old boy before I ever seen ice. This is wintertime.
I remember an ice truck well. I guess I was about 4 years old. We lived in Toledo, Ohio. And I jumped out of the ice truck. We used to get up there and we'd pick up a little pieces of ice after they chipped it. I jumped out of the truck. I think it was pulled by horses then. And ran out behind it and doggone if a car didn't run over me. No, it really knocked me silly. But it didn't hurt me except my head. I haven't been the same since. Do you have a family here named C-O-O-P-E-R?
Cooper. Well, we used to have a teacher, you know.
Used to have a school teacher named Cooper, and there's one lives somewhere around McAllister now. I don't know if any real close around.
That's certainly a common name. If you're going to introduce me to your local preacher, how would you introduce us?
As a minister of a certain church.
What would you say to us? What would you say?
Meet our minister and so and so, not knowing you now. Brother, someone call him brother, or minister.
Any special term for a fellow who, let's say, now and then he'll pick up a saw and a hammer and take a job as a carpenter?
Carpenter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we call him carpenter.
Would he be a real carpenter? Or?
Well,
he wouldn't be called,
he's doing some carpenter work, but he wouldn't be called, all of them wouldn't be called carpenters. Although, I might say this one time, when the Navy put in here under construction, half of the community went up and went to work as a carpenter. The merchants would say, I didn't know you was a carpenter. I says, well, I never was till the Navy put in. I'm carpenter now. Such as that, you know.
Drawing carpenter wages.
Yeah. You ever use the term jackleg?
Jackleg. Jackknife, we use the word jackknife a lot.